The North Carolina Coal Ash Management Commission has quietly closed up shop after Governor Pat McCrory won a battle with lawmakers over the commission's legality. The news comes as the state seeks comments on proposed ratings for Duke Energy's coal ash sites, something the commission was supposed to oversee. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The commission was created under the Coal Ash Management Act of 2014. Lawmakers passed the law 6 months after a major spill of coal ash at Duke Energy's Dan River plant in Eden. The act ordered Duke to clean up coal ash from its 14 current and retired coal-burning plants, and it set up the 9-member commission to oversee the cleanups, in part because of distrust both of Duke and state regulators. Governor Pat McCrory challenged the commission in court, arguing that lawmakers shouldn't appoint the majority of commissioners. The state Supreme Court agreed, and that put the commission in limbo. This week, McCrory's office told lawmakers the commission was out of business. Representative Chuck McGrady of Hendersonville helped write the act and isn't happy about the loss of oversight.
Commission has been shut down. The contract's terminated. Commissioners notified they don't have a job. Staff released except for one administrative assistant. It's pretty clear that, you know, the view of the administration is that DEQ will now manage this.
The news didn't surprise Frank Holloman of the Southern Environmental Law Center.
This is just the latest chapter in the disarray of the way North Carolina's government has dealt with the state's coal ash crisis.
The governor's office hasn't spoken directly about the move, referring questions to DEQ. A spokesman there sent a statement that says the DEQ will continue to oversee the cleanups. For better or for worse, the commission's demise probably won't affect how or when coal ash is actually cleaned up in North Carolina. Regulators say they're working on new rules and deadlines. McGrady says he thinks oversight is still needed, and he hopes the General Assembly will consider creating a new commission, but that would need the backing of legislative leaders.
The question is whether the leadership in the House and Senate want to go down that road, and if they do, you know, how will the governor respond?
Any action would have to wait until the General Assembly returns in late April. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.